Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is our Bible reading for October 21st. 1 Timothy chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Let as many as are bondservants under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and the doctrine not be blasphemed. Those who have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brothers, but rather let them serve them because those who partake of the benefit are believing and beloved. Teach and exhort these things. If anyone teaches different doctrine and doesn't consent to the sound words, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is conceited, knowing nothing, but obsessed with arguments, disputes, and word battles, from which become envy, strife, insulting, evil suspicions, constant friction among people of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, who oppose that godliness is a means of gain. Withdraw yourself from such. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we certainly can't carry anything out. But having food and clothing, we will be content with that. But those who are determined to be rich fall into a temptation, a snare, and many foolish and harmful lusts, such as drown a man in ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some have been led astray from the faith in their greed, and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, man of God, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you confess the good confession in the sight of many witnesses. I command you before God, who gives life to all things, and before Jesus Christ, who before Pontius Pilate testified the good confession, that you keep the commandments without spot, blameless until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in its own times he will show who is the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen, nor can see, to whom be honor and eternal power. Amen. Charge those who are rich in this present world that they not be arrogant, nor have the hope set on uncertain riches, but on the living God, who can richly provide us with everything that we need to enjoy, that and they will do good, that they be rich in good works, that they be ready to distribute, willing to share, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, and that they may lay hold to eternal life. Timothy, guard that which is committed to you, turning away from empty chatter and opposition of what is falsely called knowledge, which some profess, and thus have wandered from the faith. Grace be with you. Amen. Psalm 89, beginning in verse 38. But you have rejected and spurned, you have been angry with your anointed, you have renounced the covenant of your servant, you have defiled his crown in the dust, you have broken down all his hedges, you have brought his strongholds to ruin. All who pass by rob him. He has become a reproach to his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his adversaries. You have made all his enemies rejoice. Yes, you turned back the edge of his sword and haven't supported him in battle. You have ended his splendor and have thrown his throne down to the ground. You have shortened the days of his youth. You have covered him with shame, Selah. How long, Yahweh? Will you hide yourself forever? Will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my life is. For what vanity you have created all the children of men. What man is he who shall live and not see death, who shall deliver his soul from the power of Sheol, Lord, where is your former loving kindnesses, which you have sworn to David and to your faithfulness? Remember, Lord, the reproach of your servants, how I bear in my heart the taunts of all the mighty peoples, with which they have mocked the footsteps of your anointed one. Blessed be Yahweh forevermore. Amen and amen. Proverbs 25:28. Like a city that is broken down and without walls is a man whose spirit is without restraint. And that is the reading for today.